This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. The $300 million compensation deal finalized last week between the City of Boston and the developers of the proposed casino at the Suffolk Downs Racetrack in Revere is without precedent in the U.S. If the proposal goes forward, Mohegan Sun is promising to pay the sum over 15 years to mitigate the impact on Boston, which is right across the line from the casino. The agreement is one of many being reached with casino developers. So this morning, WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch takes a closer look at the pioneering requirements of the Massachusetts gambling law designed to protect neighboring communities.
Mohegan Sun wants to build a casino in the city of Revere, and it's paying a dozen surrounding cities and towns, including Boston. Mitchell Ettis is the company's CEO.
$50 million in annual payments to the 13 communities closest to the city is just amazing. We're good neighbors.
All this cash to help neighboring towns pay for better roads and more police is new. Until now, state gambling laws have carved out a share of casino profits for only the host city and the state. Case in point, Rosemont, Illinois, gets no payments from a casino that's just outside city limits in Des Plaines. Gambling attorney Cesar Freilich says the state money is supposed to help neighboring municipalities. Doesn't always work out that way.
Part of the problem is, depending on the state's finances, sometimes it doesn't get back to the local jurisdiction quite as directly as the local jurisdiction surrounding community would like.
But there's no precedent for these payments, such as Mohegan Sun's deal last week with Boston. Freilich says a lot of Massachusetts cities and towns got greedy.
Well, you know, if you're a community and somebody walks up to you and says, listen, you're a surrounding community, let's talk about how much I owe you. You're not going to set the number real low. You know, human nature. Get as much as you can, I suppose.
Because this was a new process, casino developers and Bay State communities were on the same learning curve together.
You know, it's only my first year on the job, so to come into a new town and have this thing right away has been something.
That's Stephen Crane, the manager of the town of Longmeadow, just down Interstate 91 and Route 5 from Springfield, the site of the proposed MGM casino.
When we would hit each phase of the process, we were amongst the first communities in the state, but also in the country, to experience these moments. Not a lot of precedent to look to. We were really trying to figure it out as best we could.
And there were disagreements. MGM reached deals with six communities surrounding Springfield, but not with Longmeadow and West Springfield. Those two negotiations went to arbitration, and the communities won. Longmeadow would get nearly $1 million up front and more than $250,000 per year after that. MGM Springfield president Michael Mathis says the law worked pretty well.
Even though we were not victorious, we thought it was a fair process.
Mathis says it was challenging for his company to simultaneously negotiate these deals with communities all around Springfield.
It was a difficult task. It was pretty daunting. But at the end of the day, I think were a better proposal for it.
His counterpart, vying to build a casino in Revere, Mohegan CEO Mitchell Ettis, says the Massachusetts gambling law could be a model for new casino developments around the country.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if you see it because I think it takes a lot of concerns off the table.
The extra cash shelled out may actually help save casinos in Massachusetts. There's a referendum on the November ballot to repeal the state gambling law. Some voters might now see those dollars headed into their town's coffers and might not be so concerned about a casino next door. Longmeadow town manager Stephen Crane says he's not taking a position on the ballot measure.
Voters will have that decision in November, but I will say, as a student of government for many years, the concepts behind the legislation to protect surrounding communities was a great concept to have in the law. It gave us a seat at the table where we otherwise would not have one.
That could be a legacy of the Massachusetts bid to legalize gambling. Even if the state backtracks on casinos, it may have shown the rest of the country a better way forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.